Man on first, Buck. Buck order.
When Jason Zeminski decided to go to MIT, it was for two reasons. First was his Air Force ROTC scholarship. And second, he thought, maybe he could play a little baseball while he was there.
It was a place where I knew it was a great school I got into. I had a great opportunity to go there, and I knew that with a lesser, baseball program, I would be able to play. Wasn't a whole lot more competitive than the high school program I had come from. So it was an opportunity for me to still play the game I love to play and obviously get a good education out of it. And kind of funny how things worked out, but I'm excited about it.
So for 4 years, he worked towards his degree in aerospace engineering and played baseball in the spring. He also played in a summer league where scouts began to find out about the 2-meter, 100-kilo engineer. He wound up being picked near the bottom of the major league draft. But now, at the San Diego Padres spring training camp, manager Bruce Bochy thinks Jason Zeminski may just have the right stuff.
Jason's throwing the ball very well. He's got a bulldog attitude out there. Goes right at the hitters, showing good stuff. He's got a great hard sinker. He throws strikes, has a good command.
Mr. Bochy also believes Zeminski has major league mental power.
You have to be strong to compete, but smart to win. And so somebody who has the education he has, I think he can come into play.
And part of what Jason Zeminski is learning at this stage of his career is to balance the mental aspect of the game with his physical talents. He describes a recent game he pitched against the Oakland A's when his instincts took over.
I just wanted the ball back and throw that next pitch as soon as I could. I didn't want to have time to think or try to change anything I was doing. Just stay in the flow, stay locked in, and just keep throwing good pitches.
That's a wise attitude, according to another major league scientist. Dave Baldwin pitched for 4 big league teams in the 1960s and 70s while he was earning his Ph.D. in genetics. Out on the mound, Baldwin focused on the game, not his books, working instead on pitches such as a talcum powder-laced spitball that once earned him the nickname Dirty Dave. But he says there were plenty of players who spent too much time in their own heads.
For example, we had a pitcher when I was with the Senators who thought about everything out on the mound. We call him Slide Rule, and he had really good stuff, and he could have been a very effective pitcher, but he did think too much. And I think that sort of thing was what would bother the coaches.
Most of Jason Zeminski's current teammates probably wouldn't even recognize the Slide Rule, but he says many of them have been honestly curious about his MIT experience. And he says while his physics classes haven't really helped with his pitching career, there is a parallel he can draw between his life at college in Cambridge and what he's going through at spring training in Peoria.
I think it may be just a little bit more vague, just an inspiration to say you can do whatever you want to do. That's the attitude I took away from MIT, was I feel like after conquering that, which I wasn't even sure I was going to make it out of school with a degree, I feel like there's nothing I can't do if I want to.
And degree in hand, Zeminski has attained a kind of cult celebrity status. Sports Illustrated magazine created a Zeminski watch to chart his progress, complete with a mortarboard superimposed on his baseball cap. This week, the meter is pointing more towards the major leagues than academia. He has his own internet news group. And in Boston, where they're normally crazy about the Red Sox, the MIT faithful are keeping a close eye on Padres spring training. Beth Garvin heads MIT's Alumni Association.
I'm a little nervous that we've put an awful lot of pressure on Jason as the first MIT alumnus. It's hard enough to do this, I would think, as a pitcher without us having our eyes upon him all the time, too.
If Zeminski does make the big club, he'll be joining a team that finished with the worst record in the National League last year. This year, Padres management may decide that improving the record is a complex process, one that may even take a rocket scientist. I'm Mitch Teich in Peoria,